ICAMA were instrumental in providing the first opportunities for that. And Ajahn Brahm has been instrumental in providing that opportunity for women who wish to take ordination in Western Australia. And now he and Ajahn Sujato are instrumental in providing the possibility of ordination and training for bhikkhunis. I think it's quite significant because if you watched the ceremony yesterday, you would have seen that there is the going forth, the Papaja ceremony, which Venerable Adimutta took yesterday, and she comes into the presence of the Sangha, but the actual entry into the Sangha is with the Upasampada, and for that there has to be an invitation from the Sangha to come right in. That was seen quite clearly yesterday in the way that the ceremonies are conducted. And so it takes the Sangha to actually invite the candidate in. And that's why we really need the support of the Bhikkhu Sangha, and we're very grateful for the support that we've received to date. In coming to this seminar, I really have tried to keep an open mind, because on one hand, our facilities in Perth are excellent. We have the full support of the Bhikkhu Sangha. We have abundant material support from the lay community. We also have their great respect and admiration. We also have a well-established community with great facilities living in the forest, similar to this situation. We also have step-by-step been establishing the training, which we consider is a quite reasonable standard. So one of the questions that we have from our side is the value of the bhikkhuni ordination. As I've already stated, it makes one a full member of the Sangha, and so that is something to really aspire to. But how we go about it, especially in the Australian situation, is something which I think we have to take very carefully, because it is our wish that we don't break our connections with the traditions in which we've ordained. I know in recent years that some of you have been very fortunate to go to other countries and to ordain as bhikkhunis and come back to Australia, and I'm very happy that you've been able to do that. Our deepest aspiration in terms of this ordination is to establish the situation here in Australia where women can undertake the ordination and undertake the training in this country. So this opportunity to be together and to get to know each other, to also be able to look at the challenges and the blessings of living the monastic life, to see realistically what we can do to move this issue forward. This is my hope for the time that we're together. And I think it's wonderful just to be together and not to have very fixed ideas about what the outcome should be. As long as we move the process forward, then it's a wonderful opportunity that has been used well. So just in conclusion, I would like to make the aspiration that whatever we do in this week will lead to our well-being and happiness in the sadhana, that it will lead to the growth and development of the sadhana, that it will be for the well-being of beings everywhere, but particularly that it will bring well-being to all the human and non-human beings who reside in this area, and that they will give support to the wonderful work that's going on here at Sandy Monastery. Thank you.